Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because the topic we're diving into, ecosystems, is one of the most fascinating and exam-rich areas of the entire biology specification. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdXL, or OCR, this topic comes up every single year, and today I'm going to make sure you walk away feeling completely confident about it. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the core concepts you absolutely must know, talk through the most common exam mistakes and how to avoid them, do a quick fire recall quiz, and finish with a punchy summary you can take straight into your exam. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. An ecosystem is a community of living organisms, that's the biotic factors, interacting with each other and with the non-living environment around them, those are the abiotic factors. Think of a woodland, the trees, foxes, rabbits, and bacteria are all biotic. The temperature, rainfall, light intensity, and soil pH are all abiotic. Examiners love asking you to give specific examples of each, so make sure you can rattle off at least three of each type. Now, within any ecosystem, organisms are organized into feeding relationships called food chains and food webs. Every food chain starts with a producer, a green plant or algae that uses photosynthesis to convert light energy into glucose. Energy then flows through primary consumers, secondary consumers, and tertiary consumers. But here's the critical thing examiners test. Energy is lost at every single trophic level. Only about 10% of the biomass from one level is transferred to the next. The rest is lost through respiration. Organisms use energy to move, grow, and stay warm through waste products like urine and feces, and through parts of organisms that aren't eaten, like bones or roots. This brings us to the pyramid of biomass. Unlike a pyramid of numbers, a pyramid of biomass is almost always a true pyramid shape, widest at the bottom for producers, getting narrower as you move up. The key calculation you need to know is the efficiency of biomass transfer. The formula is efficiency equals biomass transfer divided by biomass available, multiplied by 100. So if producers have a biomass of 10,000 kilograms and primary consumers have a biomass of 1,000 kilograms, the efficiency is 1,000 divided by 10,000 times 100, which gives you 10%. Examiners will give you data and ask you to calculate this, so practice it until it's automatic. Next, let's talk about the carbon cycle, a perennial exam favorite. Carbon moves through ecosystems in a beautiful interconnected loop. Plants absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere during photosynthesis, incorporating carbon into glucose and other organic molecules. When organisms respire, they release carbon dioxide back into the atmosphere. When organisms die, decomposers, bacteria, and fungi break down the organic material through decomposition, releasing carbon dioxide through their own respiration. And when fossil fuels are burned through combustion, carbon that has been locked underground for millions of years is rapidly released as carbon dioxide. The key processes to name are photosynthesis, respiration, decomposition, and combustion. Candidates who can describe each process clearly and use the correct terminology will earn full marks. Speaking of decomposers, they deserve their own spotlight. Bacteria and fungi are the unsung heroes of every ecosystem. They break down dead organic matter and release nutrients back into the soil, making them available for plants to absorb again. This is why decomposers are so critical to nutrient cycling. Without them, nutrients would be locked up in dead organisms, and ecosystems would grind to a halt. Examiners often ask candidates to explain the role of microorganisms in decomposition, so be ready to describe how they secrete enzymes, break down complex molecules, and release inorganic ions into the soil. Now let's move on to biodiversity and the impact of humans. Biodiversity refers to the variety of different species in an ecosystem. High biodiversity makes ecosystems more stable and resilient. If one species is lost, others can fill its role. Human activities like deforestation, pollution, intensive farming, and urban development all reduce biodiversity. Examiners will ask you to evaluate strategies for protecting biodiversity, things like nature reserves, international agreements, seed banks, and captive breeding programs. When you evaluate, always consider both the benefits and the limitations. A nature reserve protects habitat but may not be large enough for wide-ranging species. Captive breeding can save a species from extinction, but reintroduction is difficult and expensive. Finally, let's touch on food security and agriculture. The global human population is growing, and feeding everyone sustainably is a major challenge. Farming methods that increase food production include selective breeding of high-yield crops, use of fertilizers, pesticides, and biological control agents. Biological control uses a natural predator or pathogen to reduce pest populations, for example, introducing ladybirds to eat aphids. The advantage is that it's sustainable and doesn't involve chemicals. The disadvantage is that the control agent might affect non-target species. Genetic modification of crops can increase yield, disease resistance, or nutritional content. Examiners expect you to evaluate both sides of these arguments. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Mistake number one, confusing producers, consumers, and decomposers in nutrient cycles. Producers make organic molecules from inorganic ones using photosynthesis. Consumers eat other organisms. Decomposers break down dead organic matter. These are distinct roles. Don't muddle them. Mistake number two, forgetting to account for energy loss through respiration and waste when explaining pyramids of biomass. Candidates often only mention one reason. The mark scheme wants both, energy lost in respiration and energy lost in waste and uneaten material. Mistake number three. When describing the carbon cycle, candidates often forget combustion. They mention photosynthesis, respiration, and decomposition, but miss the burning of fossil fuels. Always include all four processes. Mistake number four. In practical questions about sampling, candidates confuse quadrats and transects. A quadrat is used to estimate the abundance of organisms in a given area. You place it randomly and count what's inside. A transect is used to investigate how species distribution changes across an environmental gradient, for example, from a woodland edge into open grassland. Know when to use each one. Top tip for 6-mark questions. Structure your answer using the Puhle approach. Point, evidence, explanation, link. Make a clear scientific point, support it with evidence or data from the question, explain the mechanism, and link it back to the question. Okay, time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what percentage of biomass is typically transferred between trophic levels? The answer is 10%. Question two, name the four processes in the carbon cycle: photosynthesis, respiration, decomposition, and combustion. Question three, what is the formula for efficiency of biomass transfer? Biomass transfer divided by biomass available multiplied by 100. Question four, give one biotic and one abiotic factor. A biotic factor is competition or predation. An abiotic factor is temperature or light intensity. Question five, what is the role of decomposers in nutrient cycling? They break down dead organic matter and release nutrients back into the soil. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the five things you absolutely must remember for your exam. One, biomass is lost at every trophic level through respiration, waste, and uneaten material. Typically, only 10% is transferred. Two, the carbon cycle involves four key processes: photosynthesis, respiration, decomposition, and combustion. Three, decomposers are bacteria and fungi that break down dead organic matter, releasing nutrients for plants. Four, biodiversity is the variety of species in an ecosystem. Human activities reduce it, and conservation strategies aim to protect it. Five, the efficiency formula is biomass transferred divided by biomass available times 100, and you must show you're working in the exam. You've got this. Ecosystems is a topic that rewards students who understand the connections between things: energy flow, nutrient cycling, human impact, food security. They all link together. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.